Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Thought maybe the change of scenery might make a difference Tuesday night for Chris Lemonis' baseball Hoosiers against 17th-ranked Kentucky. The season's best crowd, 2,882 on hand at the yard, the BART, on a beautiful night. And for the second straight game, the Hoosiers out-hit the opponent and played errorless ball. But the Wildcats pinned loss number 4 in a row on Chris's crew, 7-6.
We've played close ones all year long. It's time for us to, you know, push through the door and start playing good baseball.
The Hoosiers got a couple of guys, though, thrown out with shoddy base running. 13 more made it a small village stranded on the evening, including 7 men the final 3 at-bats. I sat down with captain, junior catcher, Ryan Feinman.
How frustrating, Ryan, is it getting now to, you know, out-hit the last two opponents in games and come up short? And
we're just not doing enough right now. I mean, I'm putting hits together, but not at the right times. I mean, I got to be able to get my bunt down. We got to be able to move runners over. It's just the small things that are going to end up letting us win in the end.
The squad feels some tightness, losing these games in this streak now.
Every good team has a tough streak, and I think we're going through it, but we'll battle through the adversity and come to Nebraska so we can play good baseball.
As a captain, Ryan, you know, what do you say to the squad? What do you do?
Well, we got 7 games to get better and make a run for it and just do the little things.
That's Indiana catcher Ryan Feinman, who drilled UK reliever Jimmy Ramsey's first pitch for his 6th home run of the year, a blast over the left center field wall, a 2-run shot which cut Kentucky's early lead of 6-2 to 6-5 after 5, but Indiana only got a solo home run from freshman Drew Ashley in the last of the 9th to dent into the lead, but no rally from that point on. He and Feinman each came up with 2 hits and 2 RBI, and Matt Gorski and Jeremy Houston also had a couple of hits last night. They lose 7-6 to 17th-ranked Kentucky. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
When something bad happens, you have 3 choices. You can either let it define you, let it destroy you, or it can strengthen you. Well, strength and belief to overcome was the theme of my beautiful family, son Jeff and daughter Jamie, who early last May were tossed a huge curve in their lives when their dad went down with a severe spinal cord injury. The journey I was on was greeted by both of my kids with their own challenges, both raising 3 kids at home, and here's Dad interrupting their normal lives all of a sudden. You know, nobody plans for accidents, but Jeff and Jamie, along with their spouses, Kristen and Eric Graby, were right there. They planned, they hustled, they coordinated, they moved, they juggled, and arranged their lives to make sure that my needs were met. No better illustration of total love than that. The quartet band together to find me a new place of residence. I was Jamie's 4th child for 2 weeks after I left the hospital as she tended to me in her home. Planned a meal train on the internet, and what response came from that? Unbelievable. You know, it would take the rest of this month to highlight my friends, but, you know, not driving for over 7 months, I was transported many, many times by Kit, his wife, Rita Klingelhofer, Mike Morris, Dave Wampler, Jim Bob, and Connie Headley. Gayla Klingelhofer took me for my haircuts out in Ellensville, all of them responding and doing so much more than just dropping me off and picking me up from rehab. The confidence, the daily inspiration, off the charts. My kids built an exceptional support structure. My friends were right there. What more could a dad and man ask for than that? Tomorrow, the team here at One City Center and the IU Connection. Thoughts and reflections on this journey. In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.